In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I have some encouragements before we pray. Please turn to Zechariah chapter 1. Once again, I'd like to read 1 to verse 6. In the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, the prophet, the son of Bechra, the son of Edo, saying, "The Lord was very angry with you, fathers. Verse 3. Therefore, say to them, thus say the Lord of hosts, return to me, declare the Lord of hosts, that I may return to you, say the Lord of hosts. Do not be like your father, to whom the former prophet proclaimed, saying, thus say the Lord of hosts, return now from your evil way and from your evil deeds. But they did not listen or give heed to me, declare the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? Verse 6. But did not my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, overtake your fathers? Then they repent and said, as the Lord of hosts purposed to do to us in accordance with our ways and our deeds, so he has a deal with us. This morning I'd like to choose a topic here, the verse 3. The God says, return to me, and then says, I may return to you. Return to God is it seems like it's not easy, because we already built in a certain habit of away from God. Also, sometimes it deeply rooted in our life of lust away. Way of our greedy ways. But it's up to our commitment to God. In this world also, to success, it requires a lot of commitment. In order to success in this world, we have to give up many our branches, which is a lot of different desires. If we follow the same like all the other people do, then we cannot focus to success in our life too. The same token to Christian life also. Return to God, it requires a focus. The same way like a success. Many fields of the business in this world, I heard about when I took the business class. Always a teacher mentioned that only 10% to be success. Whatever you goes into the field, if you cannot focus, if you do not dedicate your time and effort, you cannot make a success. So you have to commit your life so that you can make a successful life. Many people take the license courses, but end up, they go out to practice or get a job as agents, as a brokers, but only 10%. You always remember. So at the times, I don't know really what that means. But later, I find out in the field, it's not easy. There's a lot of challenges. There's a lot of competitions. So you have to continue to strive yourself to be success in your field. And Christian field, in a sense, I think the same thing. We don't know, we are just about, let's say we have 100 Christians today. We're sitting here, we're seeking the God's way. How many people really reach up to the end with a sweet conclusions or reach to the success or victories. It depends on our heart. Israelites, when they beginning with their journeys at the beginning, when they crossed the Red Sea, 600 we counted, so it was about 2 million. Over 20 years, young people, such a very young, very strong and young people, but they cannot reach to the land of Canaan, or 600,000. And also later on, when the Joshua conquered the land of Canaan, within for the 16 years, and they gained the peace. But later on, they neglected the last part of the conquering. So we find out their land of Canaan still. There is a native Canaanites still live there, but Israelites, they do not like to completely conquer the land of Canaan. So after the period of the Joshua, these people sticking there in the land of Canaan continue to end up to be the thorn of Israel, to continue to bother them and continue to make the Israelites to be experience of failing. That is the period of time of Judges. We know that. It's about 340 years of time of Judges. So we find out that, you know, return to God, we have to think seriously. It's not just halfway we go, or just 1 week is just enough. Or it's not that kind of thing. It is a life commitment. When God led these people to let them to establish the kingdom in the land of Canaan, during the time of King Saul and King David, end up to reach to the King Solomon's, this kingdom was prosperous. One time they reached to the land, reached to the which is the promise of, by God, the whole land to be conquered. But end up they eventually corrupted. We find out like a Solomon's. At the beginning, his journey was successful. He has a great king to build the temple of God at the beginning. But end up, he slid down his faith and he walked away from God. And then we find out among the 20s, the northern side of the kingdoms, beginning with the Jeroboam's, all of them is evil kings. But southern side of the kingdoms, we find out about 20 kings until the Zedekiah. Micah is like during the time of 11th king of Jordan. But there is some of the king is good, some of the king is bad. Yet, end up, the certain kingdom also end up to face the judgment of God. God continued sending the prophets, asked them to return to God, return to me, and return to me. But these people do not return to God. End up, so the faith of the there was end days, BC 586. This is actually a very sad conclusion. Then we find out when Jesus came to this world, he mentioned that the way is narrow. The Christian way, if we do not make it serious, then this way it's not that easy. Let's turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Enter, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to the destruction, and many are those who enter by it. Verse 14. For the gate is small, and the way is narrow, and that leads to life, and few are those who find it. Jesus mentioned about that there's two ways. Every time you mention the two ways means that's our choice. This is our choice, whether we can choose the wide gate or narrow gate. They always have a choice within our hands. We all come here, this CYC, because we want to choose this small gate. We want to walk in this narrow, so that leads to the life. Hope that we truly return to God, not just halfway, but fully we can come to the Lord, so that He can, we can be secure for our salvation. During the time of Jesus, we know there's so many people at the end, at the beginning follow Him, yet end up only just few people end up to follow Jesus Christ. So hope that you and I we commit our heart to return to God, not just only just temporary. Not just by only just the day of feeling, but true commitment, so that we never failed our journey to the kingdom of God. Our God, once we return to God, then He always give us encouragement, give us enough to motivation in our heart to let our journey to be successful. We know the during the time of Moses, Joshua, Caleb, these two people's commitments is lead them to the end up to reach to the promised land. God constantly encouraged them to make it successfully reach their journeys. Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58, verse from 9. Isaiah chapter 58, from verse from 9. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry and He will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and the speaking wickedness. Verse 10. If you give yourself to the hunger and then satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then your light will rise in darkness and your gloom will become like a midday. Verse 11. And the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your desire in scorched place and give strength to your bones. And you will be like a water's garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. Verse 12. And those from among you will rebuild the ancient ruins, and you will raise up the age-old foundation, and you will be called the repairer of the bridge, the restorer of the street in which to dwell. Then here, this is the promise of God. Verse 9 says that you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry and He will say, "Here I am." hope that I will, this will continue to cry out our prayer to reach up to Him, so He will answer to us. And when we call Him, He answers, said, "Here I am." So it becomes a, this has become a true, a comfort in our life. Make motivate enough our commitments, our determinations is right to be justified to us, to convince to us. Isaiah chapter 66. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13. 66, verse 13. "As one whom his mother comforted, so I will comfort you." Isaiah 66, verse 13. "As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem." In my life, who is the one who most respectable person in my life? Then I say my mother. There's no one can be like my mother, no matter how great in this world. But I always choose my mom to be the best, the one I remember, the one I respect beside of God. Because she really comforted me. She really encouraged me. I really owe to her so much. But I couldn't have done that much to my mother. My mother always understood. And so she is so precious. The why our God is so precious? Because He is our true healer. He is a truly comfort our heart. So when we come to the Lord, it's His promise. He will comfort us, encourage us, just like our mother. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus invited us. We know because this verse, every time during the evangelical service, many times I also use as a topic, come to me. Well, let's turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to verse 30. "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You shall find a rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my load is light." But when I read this passage, it sounds like my mother. The verse 29, it says, "Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." The gentle heart and humble heart is all come from the mother's heart. The Lord Jesus mentioned to us that He is I am gentle and humble in heart, showing His heart of love to us. That's why verse 28 say, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest." Of course, because we're in this world, we're trying hard to do something. Last night, the class, they mentioned that why people trying to seeking something in this world? Why trying to seeking for money? Why seeking for positions? And why seeking for to drink the wines? Why trying to do some kind of a drug? Why are they trying to do that? Because they want to satisfy. They want to forget about the things that stress from this world. They want to release all this stress out of this kind of means. But We find out in this word, this one cannot truly to satisfy our soul. Nothing in this world can be satisfied. But once we come to the Lord, and although our just those heavy burdens that we have, bring to God, and that He will take care of us, and He will give us a true rest upon and His bosoms. Hope that these words, they return to me, and makes the worst until end of this 2014. We can experience of His coming to us, a return to us, to let us to joy, let us to encourage, let our heart to be enlightened, let our life to be gained the strength by the Holy Spirit, can be experienced coming of 2015. So 2015's make our Christian life to be victorious with our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure because 2015's it's not always comfortable. It's not always our life is always full of relax. But sure, there's a challenges. Sure, there's temptations. But today's our commitment. Today, my decisions. Today, my dedications can make a pay, enough to pay for 2015 as a great reward. If we have a desire to come to God, and surely He promised to us, I will return to you. I hope we can experience of this. Yesterday also, some of you to testify that the times that you are away from God, once you come back to God, the might at the beginning, it's a little bit harder to come to the Lord, but later touched by the Word of God, the moved by the Word of God in your heart, end up you become a lover of the Lord Jesus. I hope you, we all come into the situation, stage, which is the Lord Jesus to be our lover. Just like the sinner or the woman, when she come to the Lord to break up her the perfumes and anointed the Lord Jesus, such kind of commitment, so become a great lover of the Lord Jesus. Surely He will return to us, comfort us. Then this is the promise of the Lord Jesus. When Jesus called His disciple, He mentioned that in this way. And then we can pray together. Book of John, chapter 15. John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Verse from 9. John chapter 15 from verse 9. Just as the Father has loved you, loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my love may be in you and that your joy may be made full. Verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Verse 13. A greater love has no one than this, that the one laid down his life for his friends. That you are my friends if you do what I command you. And Jesus here gives us great encouragement. He asks us to abide in his love so that we can... we experience of his given joy. So 11 say, these things I have spoken to you, my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. Let us all we abide in his love, so that we can experience this satisfaction of true joy that when he supplied to us. And also it's a great encouragement, verse 14 say, you are my friends. I don't know, because all of you hope that you have a very close friends in your life. Friends is very very precious. Hope the Lord Jesus become your close friends. So always you never your life to be alone, but God becomes your wonderful friends to guide your life, walk with you always. So all of us, we can return to God so that His life, He Himself, return to us, be as a friend.